It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
Get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a
fact.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Go. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and then Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be. I am Michael Akadiri, and to my left, I'm joined by the esteemed...
The Listen Al Gaib. The Listen Kaz Gaib. Kazim Jamal. Also, from Planet Arrakis. Also a member of the, can't remember their tribe.
The way you've talked about
it. That's the thing, like, you comedy is so much about references. If I don't get a reference, I'm just looking at you like, next joke. I don't get it, I'm lost.
It's from June.
Yeah, I know you've done a June skit, so I was thinking, okay, that may be it, but nah.
I love June.
You lost me, cuz.
So yeah, I'll think about how I'm going to do that better. So wow, I really stopped the momentum there, didn't I?
Yeah, but you know, we will get back again, we'll regenerate it. And to the left.
I ask you, Bill Payer's permission, who's that? It's me, it's Darren G.
Come on, how you guys feeling?
House of Atreides.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man. But then he finds out he's actually related to the Ops.
Oh.
Ooh.
Watch Dune, man, it's sick.
June 2,
I watched it in the cinema by myself.
That's proper. It's lovely, isn't it? Going to cinema
by yourself. Yeah, you don't have to worry about no one, what they want to eat, all that type of stuff. You just sit down.
Yeah, I always forget to do that when I have, like, when I'm gone so far. That's next time I'm in Brighton, I'm doing it, go to cinema. Because I always spend all day between Friday and Saturday. Can we go, what am I going to do?
100%.
I went on the flipping little train trip, you know, along the beach.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I didn't know. Oh, no.
But the trip, you got the nudist beach at that end, didn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You got a nudist beach in Brighton.
But the thing is, it's like a big hill.
I know where I'm going after this.
It's a big hill, so you can't even do a secret, like, curious pervy one. Just, oh, what's going on? You have to do it with your chest. You have to climb.
I'll be out of the window.
No, not in the window. You have to leave whatever vehicle you are, climb up the hill. Because there's like they've mounded the sand up. So imagine, like, everywhere else when you go on the road, you can just look into the sea. But this bit, they've mounded the sand up like that.
So
you'd have to go on top and be like, oh yeah,
your nubs out.
And I was like, I know what I'm going to see over this hill. So
just genitalia galore.
Yeah, and he's not going to be anything sexy.
Unless you take your clothes off.
Damn right,
son.
I think just naked bodies in a non-sexual, it's just funny, isn't it?
Well, that's like, people do like new drawings, don't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just funny and awkward. Like, even if the woman had a great body, in a non-sexual context, I'm just like, this is just awkward.
Even when I went to Amsterdam, like, that is a sexual strip of the place. And I was like...
Imagine if you walked into one of their rooms with them and you're just giggling. They're like, yeah, so it'll be like 50 euros or whatever.
It's not 50 euros.
Huh?
It's not 50 euros.
Oh damn, you!
No, you hear people haggling at the door.
Yeah. I think because it once was 50 euros.
Yeah, at one point I think
so,
it was. Yeah.
So post lockdown, like, you what? Nah.
Well, they're like double. Is inflation taking
100 euros?
Yeah, they're treating it like Morocco now. People are just like, nah, I'll give you 50. Like, that's no, it's 100 euros.
And people haggle at the door.
I'll give you 60. Oh, the woman's like,
how do you haggle and then try to please her?
that's the mistake you're making there, Michael. Yeah. Is you're not trying to please her.
But the vibe is mad.
The vibe, awkward.
Have you been?
I've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah, but the vibe be mad. Like, €50 is €100. 50? 100. What can I get for 50 then? A blowjob? You know what
I mean? With the condom on.
You just say it's like, €50.
Fucking wild, man.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I couldn't believe it.
Oh. Halfway through the blowjob, like, can I give you another 50? We'll do that.
Let's just smash.
Let's just, all right.
What are we doing here? I should have just given you 100 at the beginning. What are we doing?
I can't get it up. Can I get the money back? No. All right, fair enough.
No, it's just that the comedy equivalent is that haggling about your fee right before going on stage. You know what I mean? You're dead. Yeah, how much did you do this for?
We advertised what the price was.
I've done that before.
Right before going to say you're
why is that? Because you've seen how many people in the crowd set up or
I think it's when we did Catford Theatre. We did Catford Theatre, wasn't it? And it was one of them guys that were promoting it. And he tried to tell me one price and I was like, I'm not doing it for that. Even spoke to like people like Ori and that, and they were like, if that's your price, if you don't want to pay it, don't do it. It's not a make or break show. And I was like, that's the price, price is the price. So book me or don't book me, innit?
Yeah, well, I didn't like, but had what? No, had you agreed the price to get there?
No. It was £20 different.
But how did this happen at the venue, though?
So basically, he said, "Fine, I'll pay you X amount as you requested."
Oh, when you got there, he tried to pay you the.
No. I didn't trust him to give me the right amount after I'd done my set.
So you wanted that up front, and
I wanted to make sure that I got that amount before I went on, because I felt like, in the end, you were so strong about not paying this amount. And then, just like that, you went, all right. And I was like, all right, I want the money before, though, because you're going to give me the original price that you wanted to pay me after I've been on stage. And then we're going to have a big, big problem.
And then make you look like a prick because it's just 20 quid.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that.
But it was the morals of being like, I've just started to get paid, and people like Ori, Mr. C, Slim, you know what I mean? These people were paying me between these figures,
yeah.
Put it in the middle, boom, stamina. These people are paying me a certain amount of figures, boom, put it in the middle, right? This is on average what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That's my rate. There you go. And it wasn't anything. It was £120, right? And he wanted to pay me 100. So I was like, still whatever, but I was like, it's the principle now that I'm at this level and that's my rate.
Yeah.
And you've got to be at a point where you're going to go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. That's how much you valued your time on stage. Whether they agree with that or not, it's up to them, whether to pay you for it. And then, did you get the full amount or did you have to walk away?
No, so we got to the theatre and he was like, and what didn't help is an old friend of ours, whose name is not to be mentioned, much like Voldemort, he was quoting the brother like £500. To do it, yeah. And he was like, bro, I'm not even paying, like, Kane and them man that much, like, that I'll do in the show as well, or whoever was on the show. And he was like, well, whatever. So he was already in a bad mood, innit? And then when I got there, he was like, I'm not giving you money before you go on. And I just went, all right. Because I was going to walk out, do a joke and bounce. You know what I mean? One joke and bounce. Actually, I think this was my actual plan, was to hear my name being called and just not go outside. Not go on the stage. If we want to play games.
That is a mad vulnerable position for the promoter.
Oh, it's shaking.
You just stop.
Yeah.
Okay,
and remind me to edit this bit out.
All right. We've got a dilemma?
Yeah. We do. We do. I'm going to pull it up, though. Oh. Oh, you got... Oh! Okay, maybe not that one.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, your team's dead, though, isn't it, Michael?
No. The one with the gap. The skinny pap-pap. That's crazy.
No? Is that the skinny pap-pap one?
That's a little crazy. But let's go to the other one. Okay, thank you, listener, for sending this one in. So, it's about baptism. And my sister's 8-year-old accidentally let slip that her in-laws had baptized her secretly and taken the church service in secret, telling the kid not to tell her mum because her mum doesn't like church. Is this an overreaction for her to freak the beep out? So, secret Sunday service.
So this is grandparents violating again.
Grandparents violating again.
They love it, innit? The whole violation.
They love it.
Why grandparents, these grandparents, feel like they can just do what they want.
The way is because it's you're my child.
Yeah.
And if you're my child's child, then you're my child. So I
just do 100% by extension.
I mean, it's like your boss. It's like the director, the manager, and then you.
Mm.
It's like your manager can tell you what to do.
So
your director can definitely tell you what to do. That's how they think of it.
Yeah.
No, we,
but Edu can't tell Saka how to play.
You imagine? Saka's he's just like cutting in on the right. Goes, no, you just need to pull, stop doing need to pull wider. What?
Pull wider. But no, Arteta told me, don't worry.
Don't worry about Mikel. This,
yeah, but.
I'm a bit.
He said, who actually has an office?
Yeah. Okay. Stan Kroenke coming down to the dugout. Oh, come on.
Hey, that is, insane. Head gone. What are you talking about?
I'll imagine, I'll tell everyone over the touch, like Bob shoulders or something. Who's that? Just Stan. Yeah. Stan's like...
So he's like, but he told me, do you want to get paid?
Yeah, you can't talk too tough as well. That's the thing.
You
got to humble it.
Do you want to get paid? What's that? 6 month fine. Six month fine.
But saying that, do you want to get paid? That does give an insight into, I think, sometimes that grandparent-parent relationship, right?
Yeah.
In the sense of, if you are a parent, you got your kids, and you live over there, and you do your own thing, and the only time your grandparents are involved, your parents are involved, is when you come and visit them.
Yeah.
Then versus...
You've got a bit more leeway.
Versus... Grandparent is basically in your house all the time because your family setup is not going to function without grandparent being involved. I feel like they're gonna that grandparent's gonna feel like they have more of a say of going.
I'm with this
kid.
Yeah,
more time in the week than you are. So
in terms of like discipline and values and stuff like that, and but you can't induct a youth into a religion.
That is big.
That is
it's
wild.
Big. Yeah, that's
wild.
Big and so it should everyone should be in agreement.
Like imagine did we have this dilemma? Imagine coming back here and your grandparents and your grandparents is like, yeah, so what did you guys do today? Oh yeah, we went to the park and then I took him over to the rabbi, got him circumcised. What?
We're Jewish. What do you think he was gonna say?
But even if you're not, you know what I mean? It's like I thought you wanted it. Yeah, I did want it, but on my own you didn't even tell me that's what you man were on today.
Yeah, it's meant to be just a quiet day.
I bought him a bike. He can't even ride it.
Not for the next 2 weeks at least. No. That is wild. So big violation.
Like, those like life decisions you can't be doing. You can't. These are the things you can't. These are the things you can't do as a grandparent. Yeah. You can't induct them into a religion without consent.
Yeah.
You can't change or tamper with their hair. What's the other one?
Genitalia.
Yeah. You can't perform FGM.
Yeah.
Or MGM.
Either or.
Or just GM. Yeah. No GMs. Yeah. None of that. I think those are the top three. Is there any others that they're just off the cards? You can't do.
I think diet is another one as well. So if I tell you that we do not feed our kids this thing, you can't. Like I said, that happened to Nobi and her mum and grandma. Mm. So Nobi's mum was like a bit of a rasta growing up. So Nobi grew up vegetarian.
Mm.
But her grandma was not having it.
Well, they gave her pork.
So when she took her to Jamaica, it's just like, she nyam chicken. It's just like... just ignorance. Just ignorance. Just like, what? She's with me. Is that kind of, no, but we don't eat chicken. Well, she ate chicken, so is that kind of, you know what I mean? That kind
we
of
don't eat chicken. We eat chicken. You don't eat chicken.
Yeah.
That's when your parents start asking you them rhetorical questions. This is your house. This is your plate.
I don't know what would have happened if pork was given to her. I don't know what.
That could have been fireworks.
You would just heard Joe Rastafari.
I don't know what would have happened. And so grandparents, habitual line steppers.
Here's one, all right.
Obviously, I'm assuming here, but I'm assuming based on very good facts that at some point in our life we all got licks.
Miss Def.
Yeah, I got several.
You're
naughty.
I was so naughty. Looking back in hindsight, I feel like, Mum, why did you keep doing that? It didn't work. I still mucked about. Maybe took them.
Maybe
they're doing something.
Yeah, maybe it was pleasure, you know, for her, you know, giving you them licks.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, but how do you feel about in this day and age anyway, or any day and age?
Oh, what, grandparents
giving your kids licks? Because my mum said, if my son's rude, she'll give him licks. And I'm like,
this is going to be awkward, but don't do this, mum. Don't make things awkward.
I don't know if you can do that, to be honest. How about you tell me and I'll decide?
Yeah.
That sounds more sensible.
Yeah, you tell me and I'll decide the punishment.
I think what grandparents always have to remember is that is your grandchild, but that is also technically, depending on your situation, is three other people's grandchild as well. And not just your kid's child, but someone else's child.
I feel like grandparents think like that a little bit, like, they forget that there's other grandparents.
Yeah.
And they just see their grandchild.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They can easy to get tunnel vision.
So, yeah. So they forget about all other influences. I think they sometimes even forget about their kid's partner.
Mm.
The actual other parents. The child. Yeah. It's like, well, we do this. It's like, yeah, but their family do not do that.
Mm.
We're not doing that.
I feel like grandparents will be on a vibe of like, say like kids mucking about and the grandparents are like, hey, you're not at home. This is my house. Treat my shit properly.
Yeah.
Yeah? Otherwise, you can just get out. Something coarse. And then they just go, yeah, so anyway, I was on a train the other day. Then, yeah. And then if the other grandparent was there going, hey, that's my phone. What are you doing? Yeah. Put my phone down or you could just get out.
Yeah.
The other grandparent that just did it would be like, hey, who the fuck are you chatting to? Who are you chatting to? Like, that's my grandchild.
My grandchild, you know. You buzzing. Well, yeah, take this outside.
Are you skunked, rude boy?
That's true. I think that's what happens, I think, sometimes with that. But the religion is crazy. Because I guess it also depends on your religious
standpoint and whatnot.
But
even if it's my religious standpoint, you go and do that, yeah? I'd be like, I tell you for free. You know he's not following that.
True.
I'm going to ensure he sins.
Do you know what? No, I don't want to do for free. No.
You're kicking me up for it.
No, forget.
How spiteful are you going to
eat? Actually, forget religious standpoint. Because if you're Christian and your parents are Christian, whatever, a Christian or baptism is a big family
it's
event.
It's a family event, yeah. You've been snaked.
Yeah, before, we went to your boys' Christmas.
Every family member had a role.
Yeah, everyone's
people
there.
Come to it and it's an event.
It's a celebration.
Even with the same religion, you can't just be like, yeah, got it. Same if you're Jewish. You can't just, we just got it snipped.
Yeah.
What? You just seem busy. Or seem like you were, yeah. Bar mitzvah. So just done.
Oh, super, yeah, no, that's unacceptable.
Oh, so he's just a man now.
He's just a man now. All right, cool.
I missed that part.
Right. So which synagogue do you take them to? That one. It's like, but we don't go to that one. We go to this one.
Yeah.
Well, there he's with me.
If you do that and you go, that's what he does with me. Well, then he stays with you, okay? Because you're clearly making the decision.
You're clearly the parent now.
Mm. He stays with you, and when you need childcare, hit me up.
Yeah, so I'm fuming.
Because even in Christianity, there's different dominions.
Yeah.
So there's different churches who have different practices and whatnot. So whether it's baptism, you may not even be believing baptism or Catholic or church or whatever it is. So you know what I mean? Like there's Seventh-day Adventists who have a completely different way of practicing their religion and stuff like that. So, and 100%, that's a big vibe. Big vibe.
Yeah,
so she's within her rights. But depending on like the ages and stuff like that, you can take peace of mind knowing that they'll probably be dead soon. So
hot damn. But that also demonstrates why when you get with someone, if you're going to lay down with someone, you have to also consider their family.
Yeah, and families are married. You're marrying the family.
You're marrying the family, not just the person. That you don't care. Other stuff, all the reasons you like this person, not physical's one, but the mental, how they present themselves and everything, but you also have to look at the family they come from.
But
if all three don't fit, then...
Can you marry someone and be like, oh, their mum's scatty, but it doesn't matter? It's like, no, because you have a kid, that scatty woman is now your kid's grandmother.
100%. Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm very old school with shit. I'm like, you are taking my name, right? So you're coming over here.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You're leaving, like that.
You're leaving Bad Boy and coming to Death Row. Bad analogy. On both parts. On both parts right now. On both parts right now. That used to be a singular bad analogy.
Woo!
Now there's two prongs to that.
That
yeah?
bad boy really a bad boy.
Yeah. Did he do it? Anyway. shout out 50 Cent. But yeah, no. Like, I'm not taking you on. In old times, you're leaving these man. I'm giving them two cows and a chicken and you're bouncing.
That's it.
So in your would you say that you're very much how I do it is the way forward and your partner Cherie doesn't have a say? Or is that definitely what you're trying to say?
Definitely has a say. I'm just saying like
decisions.
I'm not married, innit? So like in terms of like being married into that family, I'm like, no. No, whatever you man do is what you man do.
So, yeah. But if something was was the antithesis of what you wanted to do or the complete opposite, would that bother you? I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying, like, let's say
if we can't agree, then nothing happens.
So okay.
So if you want it, if I was Muslim and Christian, and you go, well, we wanted to be Christian, well, I'm Muslim, so in my practice, everyone's Muslim. He's not even reverted. He's just in it. Kind of thing. Yeah, and they're like, nah, no mosque, church. And I'm like, no church, mosque. And we can't decide. Well, then, nothing.
But what if nothing happening is actually something, it's a decision for one person than the other? So I'll give you an example, because that bit, nothing's neutral there. But let's say circumcision, for example.
Yeah.
One person wants the kid circumcised, other person doesn't. Natural state is if you don't do anything. So. Yeah. If you go, well, we're just not doing it. The other person's like, no, but I still want to be circumcised. He's like, well, we have to agree to disagree. It's not happening.
Mm.
What would happen then?
Flip a coin?
Can you imagine?
Flip a coin.
You kids is like, what?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Why am I circumcised? It's like, because I lost the coin toss.
I should have called tails.
Yeah. Ask your dad, or ask your mouth, whichever. It's like,
so, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's, yeah, but like I said, the married family thing is the.
I think people don't, especially you don't even marry, but obviously if you lay down with someone, have a child with someone, because having a child, even though I can say this is someone who's married, having a child is more emotionally intense than being married. You know what I mean? It's more challenging. There's more things to consider than actually just being married. So if you're gonna lay down, and more people have kids than they probably do get married. So if you're gonna lay down with someone, it's not all about just shooting up the club and then just moving forward. Like no, there's. For at least 18 years, probably even longer, you're going to have to deal with this person and their family.
And then
and stuff like that, and their beliefs and their practices.
And the thing as well, like, I know you said you're not married, but you are actually with your missus. And I think I've seen it when people aren't with their partner.
Mm.
And they've got just different viewpoints, different cultures, different whatever. And when I say culture, I'm not just talking about like ethnicity. I'm just talking about you could be from the same town, just different ways of doing it.
Someone could be a hippie, someone could be quiet, regimented family.
I feel structure. Like and that, it's and, like whatever and, you do, your mum's what you do, your mum's whatever you do, your dad's what you do, your dad's.
Yeah, but
sometimes they can clash.
But it can clash. And I've seen it where it's just like,
but where one's saying, when they're with you, don't do none of that shit.
It's almost like, do what? It's almost like how this country's run, where it's 8 years of one government and then the next 8 years is them undoing everything that government did and then the next year it's that and it's like right, so you're at your dad's this weekend and it's like, what did your mum say? You don't have to do that. Fuck, do this, go back to your mother. So did you do your homework? No, dad said I didn't have to do it. Well, you do have to.
Yeah, 100%. It's that, yeah, you're just in between.
I am that dad. I'll be like, we'll do it at your mum's, innit? When you're here, these are the three things I want.
McDonald's, PS5.
No. Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of floats into respect. Well, like respect, discipline.
Okay.
And fun.
Right.
Yeah.
RDF. Okay.
Homework. Fuck homework. Why these teachers not teaching you in school? Let's go.
But don't respect the homework.
Let's go and ride bikes. Hey, look at me. I didn't do my homework.
I'll do that, man.
Fuck homework. Yeah, fuck homework. That's my viewpoint even now. I'm like, fuck homework.
No, you said this before. You said something about practical things that you want, practical tasks for your child.
Yeah, teach them social skills. Take them to the woods. Leave them there. Fire them on your way home. Resilience building.
Yo, you are a madman. You are a man. Leaving an 18-month-old in the woods.
No, not that age. Maybe 2.5.
It did your juice of Edinburgh, son.
Yeah, man. You got Google Maps. Figure it out. Imagine being lost in the ends. Now, that's scary. You might find your way home.
It would be interesting to see the survival techniques of certain kids. Like my daughter, she has no survival techniques and stuff. It's just, she's little, obviously. So imagine, like, what age does it kick in?
Does it kick in?
Because, there's been times where I've gone upstairs and she hasn't clocked. Same thing we were talking about in the previous episode, his son's just locked into TV. Mm. So I've gone upstairs. That's just round. I can hear her walking downstairs and daddy. And it's within two daddies, voices cracking.
Oh, wow.
They think they've left.
Oh, hot damn.
Zayda, I'm upstairs. Oh. Can I have a snack?
It went from abandonment.
Abandonment makes me hungry.
The resilience is crazy. The bounce back. Yeah, the bounce back is crazy.
But I expended a lot of energy. Yeah. It's made me really hungry.
It is. Okay. Can I watch TV?
Yeah. I thought I was lost. You know what's not lost? My appetite.
Yeah.
We found that.
Yeah, it's bad.
My son don't have no, like, he acts bad. Mm. So the other day, we're in health, we're just trying to buy a bike. This kid loves wheels.
Mm.
Autism.
You're convinced this boy's autistic. You're convinced. You're speaking power. The tongue is powerful, son.
Listen, I...
But he'll be prepared. He'll be ready. Because he's like, I do.
No, it's not. He might be. Everyone's on the spectrum, apparently. Yeah. But listen, I just like to say funny shit.
Yeah.
But whether he is or he isn't, I love my boy. Anyway, so he's just there. Just touching wheels, touching scooters. It's time to go now. My man don't want to go in it yet. He's dropped on the floor, all the crying. His mum's gone, walked up. I just grabbed it. I said, walk. I just turned to him. I went, bye. And we started walking. He found his feet and he followed us,
yeah?
Because you're big and bad until you're here by yourself.
I love that.
Now, when he's straight chasing you, did he fix up completely chase you, or was he continued the...
Oh, no, he's crying all the way to us. Yeah.
Does that,
I'm just walking.
He's like, give me the reaction I want.
Yeah, I'm bopping. I did it with his sister as well. Took her to the park, and I said, look, I think I told the story before. I said, look, last time on the slide, we got to go. We got to get some stuff at the shop. Shop's going to close soon. She goes, okay, cool. I said, last time, I don't know what about kids. Hard hearing. I swear down.
Mm.
Last time.
One more time.
Yeah, doing it on the thing. She goes, okay, one more time. Yeah. I said, cool, see ya, I'm gone. She went, no! Started running. I said, yeah, because they will get you in the park.
That's it.
They will get you.
You won't get.
Who are they? Them, they, them. That's their pronouns. That's paedophilia pronouns. But you don't want to say it out loud. It's they, them.
Hot damn.
I'm not saying people with they, them pronouns are paedophiles. I'm saying when you're discussing paedophiles, who are they? Them. That's them. Who took them? Them.
It's a bold argument. Would you stand on stage and say that?
One day or many days.
Oh, wow.
Hot I love damn. Everyone. Yeah?
Hot damn.
You know what? You know the premise.
Have you built ramps, though? Have you built ramps? Have you done...
Ramps or what?
Have you built ramps? Have you done the work? Have you done the work?
Have you gone into the community and worked with them to try and alleviate
my older brother's gay. My older brother's gay. I love him. He's the godfather to my child. Yeah? So, I'm for the man, them. My show's called Rainbow Baby. You got a part in that. Come on, man. How much more inclusive have I got to be? Got to suck some cock?
Yeah.
Get it out, then, boys. Clip it.
Our reluctance to get our cocks out make us stone.
Yeah, we're homophobes, man. We're not letting, because he will.
Hey, listen, if you don't let me suck your cock, you're homophobic.
That's level 5 rugby boy gay chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Every time you do that joke, I'm like, yeah. He not wrong. Some wild shit happens.
Oh, man.
Imagine.
I've seen many a cock.
Yeah, but too many
dipped in someone's mouth.
Oh. Too many cocks.
Unconsensual.
That's a mad move, I don't think anyone can move to
it's
that.
It's rape.
Yeah. No, like, no, if someone moves you with A, man, let me suck your dick. You're like, no.
No, 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 no. I've seen brothers asleep. Get cocks put in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a big viral.
And that's your fault. For being asleep. That's the rugby mentality. Yeah.
It's your rugby word banner is a whole different.
And they know that when he wakes up, he's like, you alright? And Susie wakes up, so what?
Oh, fuck off, guy. He already knows. Oh, fuck off, guy. That's why
when certain shit happened, all the ethnics walk to the front of the bus. Yeah,
let's see the picture.
Rosa Parks vibes.
Let's see the picture. They already know there's a picture.
Yeah.
They were drinking beers, playing cards, and someone wanted to do some funky shit. And all the ethnic said, yeah, we're going to dip out to the front of the bus.
Yeah.
You might have fun though. Okay, cool.
So do they even know what the line is, let alone have one?
Nah.
Wow.
That's the issue.
Nah, there's no line. The line is how tapped is the bredder I'm doing this to?
Mm.
Yeah?
Ah, okay.
Because there's certain men in the rugby team and they're wired completely wrong.
Mm.
Yeah, they're nuts, right? And it's like, how far should I push the banter with this guy that will bite your face?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And so it is picking and choosing who to fuck with as well.
Yeah.
And also, if the tap guy tries to fuck with anyone, then only the parallel tap guy.
Yeah.
Is gonna say anything. You've either got to remove yourself from the whole situation so you don't get fucked with, or if you're there and he fucks with you, then there's a penis in your butt. You just got to firm it.
How many times did you have a dick in your mouth?
Never.
They knew you were tapped.
Hmm? I wasn't tapped. I walked away.
No, but then so you never slept around them.
No.
Because he's bare tired on tour. No. Like, they were getting that sleep because he's like, no.
Do you know how you'd sleep on the way to a game? No one's fucking around on the way to a game.
You sit next to the coach.
You don't fuck around on the gaffer.
No, go sit back with the rest of the team. No,
I'm bro, getting
the one of our gaffers was at the back of the bus.
They were like, boys.
We were like, you're being our friend too much. You're meant to lead us and you want to be here playing stripping this games. Yeah?
I'll drink the piss, boys.
I was in a relationship. My coach told me my Instagram's too bland. I need more naked girls on there. My feed.
What?
I said, they're meant to make you settle down.
He really said that?
He said, nah, we want wildness. Yeah. He said Instagram's boring.
Wait, what are you going to have on your feed of women you don't know?
Bro, do you want to see my page now?
Feed. Sorry, I was thinking, what the hell? Like, what?
Yeah, the things that just pop up. That's what Madman does. My feed's a bit fucked up at the moment. Not fucked up, so it's the wrong word to use. But I keep liking... hear me out, yeah.
Oh.
I keep liking just sending love to pages of people that are terminally ill and kids that are like sick and shit.
Okay, like Make-A-Wish pages.
Oh, so now you're...
Or it's just their parents running a page or
so
whatever.
Now your algorithm thinks
now my algorithm is just
dying
like,
people.
Yeah.
Terminally ill people.
And I don't have it in me not to give more likes. I can't ignore it.
You're just fulfilling.
But I'm so sorry, but I'm just seeing cancer everywhere. And it's...
depressing as fuck.
Heartwarming and depressing simultaneously.
Well, the ones where they ring the bell, yeah. But ones where it's like, I see one kid, man, it chokes me up a little bit. He had this like machine on and this mask and it was like smoking and stuff and his body's shaking and shit like that. And it's like, don't want to see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, send some love. Send me more.
It's a transaction.
So basically what I'm trying to say is, do you know how much filth I'm having to like?
Just to balance out
the shit on my page.
Get that on stage.
That's a bit.
Wow, we really deviated from what we were talking about.
That's definitely a bit. Yeah, get that on. Get that on. Get that filthiness.
Talking about grandparents. My conclusion, anyway, is grandparents don't just know your role. Don't touch the you. Don't do.
We're always slagging off grandparents. When I look back at episode, we're always giving it to these grandparents. Like we sound like these ungrateful souls.
Can it just make a point? It's never our kids' grandparents.
I think our grandparents, our parents, but yeah. They're on job. They salute you. Literally, my mum's the reason why I'm at this episode right now.
I mean, my mum watches my son every Tuesday. She condensed their hours at work to make it a 4-day week. Now she has Tuesdays off. She watches my son, and I have no concerns. I know the way my son goes there is the way my son's going to return. You know what I mean? So in my life, no. So I don't know where all these wild grandparents are.
All these stories, and I, just to qualify, you both said something very nice about your parents or the grandparents. I'll make it 3 out of 3. Just this past weekend, my in-laws have taken our son for the weekend. Nice. So we've had a very nice weekend where it's just been us two, and it's just been
so baby number two. Is that
literally, everyone is doing. I said that to other people. They're like, "Oh, baby number two's coming," and it's like that's not the parent thing to say.
No wonder you got so many dates on your tour. You getting that money, boy?
Hey, man, I need the money, boy. But yeah, just to be able to just go to a restaurant and just eat, and not it's not like, oh, what time should we go pick up so and so. It's just been nice.
Just have a coffee.
Go for coffee.
Drink this coffee.
Oh man, it's nice.
No little hand trying to reach for it.
Oh man, what's that?
Do what my wife gets so gassed about when like the kids aren't with us, or when she gets to go out without the kids.
Yeah,
look how small my bag is. she goes, look how small my bag is. Look at it. Okay, it's just my keys, my purse. She goes, I've got a little bit of makeup in there. That's it.
Oh, feels like a lady.
That's it. I have to carry this big fucking bag with snacks and nappies, like a change of clothes and water.
I'm going to get so gassed when my son can get himself in and out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking jars me.
Fucking,
put two fucking buttons. Why is it so fucking tight? I've got to loosen it. And fucking, he's trying to touch it and he was fucking dumb. Shit, click. Also, you don't die.
Okay. And you'd be clearly pulling your back out, putting them in this car seat as well. I'm thinking, what's all this about?
Yeah, and they're both at that fuck around age as well, where it's just like you put one arm through one loop. This is like,
And it's just like, my son will try and jump out of his car seat. As soon as you hit that button, one arm goes out, and he's like, oh. It's the other arm that keeps him from the pavement.
My son does the whole
Superman with the chest.
And he's about to start slip out. I was like, fuck's sake, man. Just like
he probably didn't see it as like a theme park ride, did it? Do you know when we get put in theme park rides and then you got the little plastic thing or whatever? They probably see it like that. Like it's a journey for them every time. They're in Fort Park.
It's a journey when he never stays awake.
And he doesn't give like my daughter, she at least gives me a face going, I'm about to fuck about.
So, you'll find out.
Yeah, like, I look at her, I was like, you're right? She's like, yeah. I was like, all right, you're about to do some dumb shit. Whereas he would just, like, you pull up in the car and he's just like, stare at you. He's like, is that okay?
Yeah.
Spin the chair around. As soon as you press that button.
Yeah, they keep you on your toes, so yeah. Wow. I just wanted to make it clear that we appreciate our grandparents.
All the grandparents.
They pull up, they show their love, they support us. Luckily, we ain't got no fuckery going to take baptism on the sly.
Yeah,
that's absolutely
wild,
incredulous.
That's when we start reviewing your like capabilities to watch the child in the future.
You know what I mean?
Oh, no, absolutely.
You get
absolutely.
Visitation, supervision.
Supervised.
It's mad.
Yeah. You can't be trusted. No.
Supervised visit.
I just want a quick baptism. the organisation.
Quick baptism.
You know what I mean? The organisation.
That is deliberate. It's sneaky. It's nasty. Like the fact that they can plan all this and deliberately not tell you is.
Because baptism isn't one of those things that you're just on a regular Sunday service. No. Do what?
Special event.
Got a little free time. So he's baptized some people.
In that church must know you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But then that's the thing. They might, they're non-believer. They're an atheist. So, you know, don't bring the atheist. So it's like, it's meant to be.
So, I mean, yeah, you'd have to be so atheist that you don't care. You have to be
almost like anti-Christ.
That's anti-Christian.
What I'm saying is, you'd have to not care, you'd have to be that atheist.
Yeah.
Oh, that they did it.
Yeah, like
be like, you wasted a day.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Yeah, we're baptized.
You wasted a day and water, you mug.
I've just baptized him as well. You'd have to be that level. Oh, He said he baptized. I was wiped his head with a towel. He's unbaptized now. Oh well, okay. Hey, see ya. You'd have to be that level. That I don't even respect what significance it had to you.
So, yeah, yeah. He's just probably dismissive of it.
Yeah.
You're saying, yeah, I got your kid baptized today. Lol. That's your response. Text it back. LOL.
All right, then.
Why'd you do that?
Thumbs up.
Nah, man. But yeah, so that's a
weird joke. I just got your kid baptized. Oh, what a laugh.
What a laugh. Alright, then that's how you spend your Sundays.
Nah, that's bad. Yeah, I don't. It's so she has a right to be annoyed though, 100%.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. No, and just to reiterate, know the person you're laying down with, man. Know the person you're laying down with. You can't just be slinging that dick worldwide.
But on that as well, it's like you don't know what a grandparent's gonna do. Like up until that point, you could be like, these are salt-of-the-earth people.
You know, of course, you can never... It's only when you put someone under stress it's true, that you know how to
people
react.
People say, your parents... Oh, I can't remember how the saying goes, but you'll get what I mean. Like, your parents aren't your kids' grandparents. If you know what I mean. They're different people.
Mm. So my mum is my mum, but that's my... son's nan.
Yeah.
So it's a different vibe.
They're a different person. Yeah. So your mum might have been like, oh yeah, I beat him because he's this, but then she's giving you some lies all the time.
Oh yeah, of course. Because
he's a different person.
So yeah, absolutely.
Similarly, the parents of your partner are very different to the grandparents of your kids.
No doubt.
Yeah, so it might be cool when you went round for Sunday for dinner. It's like, our dad's a laugh. He's funny. He watches football. That's a grandparent. He's just like, he is reckless and he's going to kill my boy. So
That's true. You can't preempt everything, but you can at least be around them, get a feel for them. But so at least you can be like, oh, wow, you really led me down this path when we met and I got the impression you are completely opposite. Mm. So if you're, as you say, they're having a laugh, they're chill, and then when they have a grandchild, they become this disciplinarian. You go, hey, what happened? Mm. At least you can pull them up on that. But if you have no idea, you don't know what they are, then they're a disciplinarian that's like beating your child. Then you have no...
But even on the small things, I made it very, very clear, both on two different consequences, what would happen if they did this? Yeah, they support West Ham, and I know it sounds stupid. They support West Ham, and I was like, buy him anything, West Ham. Don't even try it, because I promise you, he'll never wear it, and I will wipe my ass with it. I promise you.
It comes with Andrick's toilet roll, doesn't it?
Nothing, no West. The most they will do, and this is when he was small, is didn't even say words. They'd be like, say West Ham. And I'm like, haha, he's not going to say it, is he?
So that's a big vibe for you.
Big vibe.
Yeah, no, someone, I don't know.
Especially because everyone in the house, bar the mum, doesn't, everyone supports Arsenal.
Even your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was that your influence? Or?
Yeah.
What, as in?
She didn't like football.
Well, who else supports?
My son, me, my mum.
Oh, right. Well, she supports West Ham.
That's what anyone.
That's a problem.
So she'll do dumb shit and be like, come on Tottenham. And I'll be like, we will kill you.
You don't know what you just said.
We will kill you.
Has Kaz got an Arsenal top already?
He's got an Arsenal kit. And he had two Arsenal baby grows.
You got him Arsenal already. What about the fans? Is he United yet?
I've not got him a United top yet. That's a good point. Someone cheekily tried to buy him United an Arsenal stuff, thing. Someone tried to buy him something.
If you get him United stuff, I'm going to do a mesh referral.
You're absolutely insane. Absolutely
is. No, my mate did that. My mate Sam, he came round the house to see the baby.
Oh, Sam, chef.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, we got you a gift. And I opened it and it was United kit.
Hilarious.
And as soon as I opened it and saw it, I just dashed it in the bin. On site.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, bro, that's your own fault, innit? You just wasted your money.
Yeah.
Dashed it straight in the bin. And he was like, it was a joke. We got a different one. I'm going to take this one back.
It's like, You kick it out the bin.
Yeah, sorry, there's that jerk sauce all over it, but you know, you shouldn't have been playing.
You're going to have to explain it.
Yeah, to the people at Sports Direct, you shouldn't have been playing with me.
No, as I said, none of my kids... Zadie's had a Man City top before. But
was that part of the campaign?
That's not my campaign.
she got
roped into my banner, yeah. And I was a Man City fan for a good year.
You know what, I give it up to Darren, yeah? He has this skill to create these stories, primarily on Facebook, yeah,
yeah,
that everyone buys into.
Why do you think so?
I don't know. Like, if it's your personality, I don't know if it's just like right timing with like the fucking banter as well. Put it, but he'll say something just like an inception, just like a seed.
Yeah,
just like a seed. I can't exactly remember how the story went. I don't remember where the Champions League final was. Yeah, but say it was in whatever.
It was Porto.
It was in Porto. Okay, so yeah. Porto, Portugal, yeah. He'll just do something, just a scene. He'll just, won't even post. He'll just be like, Darren Griffiths is in Portugal. What is he in Portugal for? Champions League. Okay, Tottenham's not in it. What? That's fucking weird. And then, like, you'll see him being like, oh, tickets, Champions League final. It's like, oh, so he's going to the final, but Spurs ain't in it. What's he doing?
Yeah.
And you're
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there waiting, and he's like, the next person should be like, he's got a scarf on or something. And you're like, yeah, I supported City all my life, yeah. And he gaslights you into thinking, does he?
Yeah. Because it's believable, but that.
Am I a bad... Then and he'll make you believe that he's there to support his team.
No, that's...
And then just because he's Darren Griffiths, not many people understand when I say it in the group, when I said Darren Griffiths is doing Darren Griffiths stuff right now. He's got his daughter atop.
Yeah, that's committing to the bit.
That is so much commitment.
It's commitment to the bit.
And and it's not just us. Yeah. You're seeing like his everyday friends, colleagues. Darren's got threads.
Where people are just biting into his shit.
Just biting and you're like, I don't know what's going on.
Give some clarity in the last few moments about what happened with that story. So people,
Tottenham were being particularly shit 1 year. And I was like...
1 year?
Yeah, and
then, United.
No, 1 year.
And no, because this was off the.
We saw that game on the weekend.
This is off the thing of the Pochettino years. So we had just been Champions League final. So
yeah.
Tottenham actually a decent team.
Yeah, no doubt.
But we got shit. Like pretty soon after. So then people go, oh, Tottenham, blah, blah, blah. I don't even support Tottenham. I support City.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, huh? I was like, right, whatever. And that would be my response. Anyone gave me any football bands, like, well, I support City.
Yeah.
And then I changed up my background to City. Changed up to like City badge and stuff. City win the result. Like, nice one, boys. Well done. City were amazing. De Bruyne is the man. And everyone's like, oh, very funny. And I was like, okay, whatever. No, but I didn't ever like go back.
You didn't
break
character.
So then when got straight back to camp, when we got the Champions League final. So when City got Champions League final against Chelsea, it was Porto, and I was like, oh, all right, how do I make this work? But then, the final was in somewhere else. It's like Ukraine or somewhere.
Yeah.
Is it Prague?
No, but it's somewhere else in Europe, and it's COVID. Europe. And they were just like, no, so where is it going to be? Meantime, serendipitously, going to a wedding in Porto.
Okay.
So then there was rumours that the final was going to be transferred to Porto. And I was like, oh, if it goes to Porto, then I'm taking this joke to the next fucking level. And then we go, yeah, the final's now been moved to Porto. Same weekend as the wedding.
Woo! Like,
oh my God. Oh my God, this is so good. So checked in at Stansted. Darren's on his way to Porto.
And this is what I mean.
And people were just what? There's a ha-ha, very funny. Anyone could do that. And then they took a picture of like the whole, because obviously the city gets transformed.
Yeah, absolutely.
UEFA Champions League thing. I'm stood there in front of it with a scarf and that. And people were just like, Darren, what the fuck is actually going on here?
How much is a scarf? And then, so I'll just see how much you committed to.
Borrowed it of somebody. So I can go take a picture of a scarf.
So nil point.
And then they had the trophy on display in the street. So I said, Naomi, can we go see the trophy? And then, so there's a picture of me next to the Champions League trophy and stuff. And then people was like, no, I don't actually understand what's happening here. Like, are you actually...
question your reality.
And then I said,
that is funny.
Naomi, I want you in the picture as well. Naomi's pregnant at this.
Yeah.
So saying this, like, okay, he kind of dragged his pregnant wife I was like, I don't understand what's happening. That's what, right, how do I... And all through the day, I was taking photos like fan areas each time I walked past. And then leading, I was like, how do I make up in the stadium? I need to get some kind of fit. I managed to find a video online, someone in the stadium. So I just screen recorded that video.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then post that video online and go, yeah, in the stadium. Managed to get to go. Didn't think I was going to get tickets for this, but we're here. Come on, Blues.
Everyone's head must have been spinning.
And everyone's just like, fuck off. What is this? And Spoon's like, I don't know how you're doing this. I don't know what you're doing, but that just fuck off.
Funny.
Just fuck off.
Just fuck off.
And meanwhile, I'm sat in the wedding, just wedding reception.
You're eating a hog roast and they're proper like, Azzy in the stadium with an Heineken.
Yeah.
Take that energy.
Yeah.
And apply it to anything Darren decides he's going to take on. Yeah?
That's why you should do a prank show.
It could be the WhatsApp group.
Mm.
It could be just how he feels when he goes on stage. Yeah?
Yeah.
And this is why I say, out of everyone in that group, I'm not battling this guy no matter what, because...
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's the nonchalantness, yeah.
Yeah, it's cold
that
and calculated.
Pisses you off.
Cold and calculated.
You're just like, yeah, but 2 + 2 = 4, and he's like, it's not. Walks off. You're like, no. And then you go, oh, you're on the train.
But is it? Let me Google whether it's 2 + 4. Yeah.
These two. I said 1, 2, 3, 4. What does he say no for? What does he know?
Now, generally, like, a prank show where you're speaking someone's ear or, like, something like
reality TV.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
It's sounding like we should shoot a pilot.
Yeah, most definitely. Or, like, it's not...
Impractical Fathers.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Just got to shoot a pilot, see how it does.
No doubt. Just something like that, you know. Not to copy Taskmaster, but something...
I don't know what that is. Oh, I know it's a show, but
I've never watched it.
We could do
it. Wait a minute. Is anyone who's actually ever watched Taskmaster? Because every time I speak to people, they're like, I've never watched it. But it's the most popular show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%. It'll change your life as a comic if you get on it.
Yeah. That's
Oh, it's the show now to get on.
Like 8 out of 10 cats or whatever.
No, it's Apollo. Like, when you speak to the general public, they go, say you smash a gig, they're like, you should get on Taskmaster. It used to be, you should be on the Apollo. You said, you should get on Taskmaster. I was like,
it's the one that...
I love the way punters think it's so easy.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go on live the Apollo and then do Taskmaster? Because you're really funny.
And you deserve it.
Yeah, it's like, thanks, man.
Can you
man.
Tell him that? Because I think it'll mean a lot coming from you.
Yeah, okay, thanks, man. Yeah.
Fat Dave from Cambridge.
Yeah. Yeah. After this gig, I'm going to go down to Hammersmith and just do live the Apollo.
I think they're open.
Yeah.
Should be just walk on stage and be like...
I would like to see what happened.
What? Is it like they call out like...
How close could you get to the stage? Because if
you're black, I think very easily.
Because I think...
Hello, I'm Michael Adewale.
Because
right this way, Michael.
I think another comic seeing you, because now the way for people on the show know us.
Yeah.
So if they was to see you in the building, they would be like, what are you doing back here? They'd be like... Hey, what are you doing here?
So it's like, everyone else. How you doing? Emmanuel.
All the people with the clipboard who don't know who anyone is will just be like, oh, he seems legit. Fine, I'm not going to.
100%.
Can I get my AAA pass, please? I've been asking. Someone said they're going to get it for me. Like, oh, yeah, here you go. Thank you.
It's so funny because when did you get
what's the name?
What name's on there?
Gina Yashery.
The biggest insult is that she's like a comedy legend. And people are like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because you get a newbie that they give that responsibility to, the big responsibility of the AAA party, they give it to a fucking newbie.
Yeah, exactly.
He literally got a clipboard, and that clipboard goes to the bin. They don't know what they're doing.
Because the amount of times.
You don't look like it, Gina. Are you being transphobic?
The amount of times I've broken. Yeah, because the amount of times you go into a gig, you come through the wrong door, and it's like, oh, excuse me, I'm here for the comedy. And they take to the guest list, but it's like, I'm actually on the acts. Go, oh, sorry. And they take you to the back.
100%.
And it's just like, 100%. You need to check who I am. Yeah. I just said I'm one of the comedians.
That's what if I was ISIS.
I mean, I am one of the comedians, but what if I wasn't?
No, that's when you know, like, a good club or whatever, or whatever kind of thing you do, when you look at their desk and you see the paper and it's got everyone's picture on it,
Yeah, name and picture. Then you're like, okay, you prepared. Yeah. Otherwise, it's like, I'm on an axe. You don't even have to say a name.
Just name.
Bang.
I've even had this one where I've got to the reception thing and then they've gone, oh, are you so-and-so? I'm like, if I wasn't, now I am.
No doubt.
I'm coming in.
the BBC building, they're hot on it.
Oh, mate, you can't even leave the reception. Oh, yeah, you're sat like, there on the sofa, aren't you? I hate to say
it, it's like Africans being so African.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you have come here and run these departments. You think I'm just going to buzz you up?
Hot damn.
You think I'm just going to buzz you up? And he's doing, he's always on the phone. You think I'm going to buzz, one second, Charlie. You think that I'm just going to, tell me your name. What is your name?
It's true, and they're so authoritative.
Like, why are you here to sit?
It's like, I'm just going to sit down there. No, wait there, please. It's just like, I want to go.
Yeah. Sit there, the water, don't drink it!
There, it's just you just stay there, it's like.
I'm sending that water home, Western Union, don't drink it.
Oh, fucking insane. Western Union for water.
I like recording in the morning.
Oh, shit, yeah, we've chatted shit for a long time, man. This has been another episode of them early nights, early days.
Yeah.
And then Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To the left has been...
Kazim Jamal.
And to the far left...
Ask Bill Pay's permission. It's me, Darren G.
Take care and peace.